Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the Gas South Convention Center, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, member FDIC.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. Mike Sambit alongside the one and only Harper LaBelle. Hey there, Harper. How you doing?
Doing great today, Mike. Wonderful.
We have two guests today on the show that they will actually come to you. You don't have to go to them. They come to you with their services. Isn't that cool?
Could you ask for more? You really couldn't. Hey, can I get you to give me a service or a product? And then, by the way, can you deliver it right to me where I don't have to move?
Right.
We're going to
find out
a little bit more
about it. Because we are spoiled Americans, and that's how we are these days. We want you to come to us and make it convenient for us.
Yes.
So, but anyway, you love that idea, don't you?
I love a lot of things, Mike, and I love the hassle-free experience, and I also love big savings. And you can get both at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. You can join their family today. You can come in and see the difference. They're located at 2950 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, just two blocks north of the mall. If you're already a Subaruist, then check out their Facebook page for the latest news offers and community events at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Our guest today, Harper, Riani Ties. She's the owner, CEO, and executive chef with Pineapple Lux Hospitality, and also Alfredo Ararte. He's the boss at Gloss Boss Auto Detailing.
I wouldn't know if he was the boss until he included that in the name. But I'm glad we have both, though.
Yeah, so, and of course, we love cars, so we can't wait to talk to him.
But and we love food.
And we love food, of course. So we're going to talk with Riani first. Riani Ties, executive chef and owner and CEO, Pineapple Lux Hospitality. Riani, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Oh, what a wonderful smile she has.
Thank you.
Yes. So you start with a compliment. Tell us all about Pineapple Lux Hospitality. What does your company do?
Okay. So Pineapple Lux Hospitality, we offer a 5-star experience in the comfort of people's, or 5-star personal chef experience in the comfort of people's home or venue. We do intimate events like couples dinners, anniversary dinners, small birthday parties, but then we also do bigger events like wedding brunches, corporate retreats, a little bit of everything.
That's amazing. So your passion, obviously, for food has taken over to where now it's your business. Talk
exactly.
A little bit about how you got started and what it was that cracking eggs and a whisk and then a spatula and how that turned into your business.
So I've always cooked with my mom and my grandma, like just growing up, helping them in the kitchen. But it wasn't until my sophomore or junior year of high school where I kind of started taking it more serious, doing the culinary classes. And honestly, in the beginning, it was just a way for me to skip class and just kind of go eat and hang out with my friends. But eventually I got to my senior year of high school. And I didn't know what I was going to do when I graduated. So I started doing culinary arts competitions. I did an individual cooking competition, and I won first place in the state. And then I won first place nationally. It was the NAACP Axel Culinary Competition. And from there, I was awarded a $55,000 scholarship. And it was to like the top school, the top culinary school in the world, pretty much, Culinary Institute of America.
So at that point, you're thinking, okay, this could be what I'm doing
for
my life.
I'm going to go this path. I'm going to stay going on this track.
Absolutely. Yep. That's great. Talk about the services you offered and the types of food as well, because you can't be great. You could be great in everything, I guess, but I'm sure you have your specialties.
Yeah, so I focus on classic French cuisine with a Latin American or Caribbean twist. I'm classically French trained, so a lot of my favorite dishes are simple things like chicken fiends herbs, where it's just a roasted chicken breast with a creamy garlic herb sauce. But then we kind of throw a little bit of Latin American or Caribbean twist to it, where I'm doing like seasonal salsas or just keeping things light and fresh and seasonal.
I'm salivating. You see that? Like Homer Simpson, Mike, on the side. What in particular, when you first began, you said you had a competition when you were in high school.
Yes.
And then it took place, or you won.
Yep.
Was there a specific I won't call it a technology, but an area that you go, I really get this, and I can make something out of these ingredients, and I see things a little bit differently than maybe what grandma or your mother did.
I think for me, it wasn't that I wanted to, like, kind of, how do they say, like, rework the wheel or whatever the saying is where you're trying to create something new.
Recreate the wheel
I wasn't trying to reinvent anything, but I liked that with culinary arts, you can express yourself, but there also is that foundation and you still do have to know basic technique to be really good. And from there, I kind of just, I add my own twist to things, but it was really just the simple fact of I can express myself, but then there's a path to greatness. Like, you do still have to be really good at the basic techniques, if that answers the question.
If I can follow up. So at my house on Thanksgiving, it's basically who can pile as much food on the plate as you possibly can. And that's the winner. If everyone wins. Yeah. It's your choice.
Right.
But there's also, for example, in Japanese culture, it's artistic and how it looks and the presentation is vitally important.
Exactly.
When you started to learn some of those things, how did that develop into where you are today?
It really kind of, it transformed people's perception of my cooking. So I'll be honest, like when I was first starting out, I'm just testing things just off the top of my head. I'm just doing whatever. And they're not good. Like, these recipes are not good in the beginning. They're nasty. Like, sometimes I'm making dinner for my family, they didn't like it. But as I know, like, basic techniques and know, like, what basic and traditional combinations of spices and stuff are, I'm getting better. And then eventually people are saying, oh, okay.
Did your mom and dad at one point go, she really should not be behind?
Yes, actually,
we won't go there.
We won't go there, but yes,
but
yes.
Obviously, she doesn't listen to her parents.
Yeah, but you practice. You practice and you grow and you keep trying.
Oh,
so
I'm going to add a little more salt.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just, you
but
know.
But not too much.
You take the criticism in and you make tweaks.
Well, you
got to
appreciate your parents and family. They're probably the only ones that are going to be honest.
Yeah, and
because your
thing.
Friends are going to, oh, this is great, and they don't like it.
Are you saying you're not honest, Mike? You wouldn't be honest?
Well, no. I tell people that I like you, but you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are funny.
Well, changing pace now, business.
Yes.
When did you get the impression, or at least the initial conceptualization of I think I can do this and make a couple of dollars along the way?
And go into the business that you went into, which is basically hospitality and bring, as opposed to going and working at a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. So I hopped around. I worked at a few country clubs and restaurants. I worked at Cherokee Country Club in Buckhead. They used to be like the top country club in the United States. I've worked in Key Largo at Ocean Reef Club. But what I learned is I did front of the house and back of the house work. But when you're in the kitchen, you're not seeing the client's reaction. When you're on the floor, you're not cooking in the back. So I did a personal chef event with a friend. We did a birthday party. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And then he told me how much he was getting paid. And I was like, there's no way. Like, I'm in the kitchen making barely over minimum wage. There's no way you're getting paid this to do a personal event. But I took the leap of faith. I started posting on Instagram and like letting people know you can inquire about events. And I started getting events and the invoices were, you know, it was coming in. I was like, okay, so you can actually make money off of this without struggling. Because in the kitchen, it's just, you're in the back just kind of struggling.
It's a job.
Yeah.
Where now it's more of a passion thing.
Yeah. And so now I'm like, okay, I can take my passion, I can turn it into revenue. And at the same time, I'm giving people a very memorable experience. Like, we're celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, like retirement. So we're giving an experience that's kind of one of a kind and custom and tailored to the client. And also I'm doing what I love and I'm making money.
And you also have the personality to be on the front line, to
interact
with the customers.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, people are always telling me, like, you know, you're good at serving, like, you know, do the front of the house work. But it's like, okay, I want to combine the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you have some of the people skills as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are here in the Atlanta metro area. Mm-hmm. What parts of Atlanta do you serve? Do you serve outside Atlanta? What's your footprint?
We go everywhere. So my goal, actually, we're working on pretty much taking over the whole entire Southeast.
I thought you were going to say the whole world.
Yeah, no. Well,
take over. She's taking over.
You know, step by step. But yeah, we service the entire Southeast. I've done events in Pigeon Forge. I've done events in Birmingham. I actually have two doctors that I'm partnering with. We're starting a business out of Birmingham. So we're kind of everywhere. We're everywhere.
Now, here's the problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or the challenge that you have is that you may have a big, big, big event.
Yeah.
There's only one of you.
I know.
So tell me about how your support staff. How do you do those bigger events?
They're awesome. I love my staff. So I'm fortunate enough to always attract people like me and, you know, the personality and people that want to serve. So, you know, they're awesome. So I'm in the process now of training other chefs to kind of make the recipes how I would make them without my clients noticing, okay, Chef Riani isn't here. So this past year, I've kind of been transitioning into stepping outside of being the main, you know, face of the business, or not the main face of the business, but the main person at the events. And you know,
you're trying to duplicate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to make copies. It's not going to be exactly the same, but we're working on it.
I'm going to put you on the spot now.
Okay.
Harper and his lovely wife, let's say they've got a big anniversary coming up and he wants to do just a private affair with just him and his wife at his home.
Okay.
What would you suggest? What would that look like?
So,
not knowing what his likes are as far as food, what would you think about preparing? Go ahead and sell us a little bit right now.
We would start off with a consultation call. So I'd get on the phone with you if you're planning a surprise for your wife. You would call, you know, we schedule something. And then I ask you the details. What date are you thinking of doing the dinner? Are you doing it in your home? Are you going to go to a Verbo? Are you going, you know, where's the venue? And then I ask people, every client, I ask, are there any major dietary restrictions or allergies? Because I want people to, if you're someone who's allergic to dairy, or if you're like, you know what, we don't eat seafood, I want you to still feel comfortable and not left out. So I tell people, you can pick from the menu, but we can make something custom for you. So we offer
So like Will Smith in Hitch, when he eats the
we don't want those situations happening.
And his face explodes.
Oh, no.
We don't want that. That's good. We're in agreement.
Starting from the beginning, we're gonna make sure no allergies are on the menu. But we'll just coordinate dates and times. And with couples dinners, it's a 4-course package. You get 3 courses: your appetizer, your entree, and your dessert, and also an intermezzo, kind of like a little break in between the appetizer and the entree. And we take care of doing all the table settings.
I call that super salad time, right?
Yeah, after exactly. That. Okay. Yes, yes. Okay. So yeah, we take care of.
No, but there's a name for it. I don't know what it is.
So like the intermezzo, it's like the little break in between the main courses. But we bring the table.
So when
settings.
I'm looking, when I'm gazing deep into my wife's eyes, you're gonna say, here's a crab cake or something, right?
Pretty much. Okay. But if the vibe, if you guys, you know, we know when to step in and step out.
You're bringing maybe, you said, the table setting?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we take care of the table setting. We do custom printed menus. We bring the linens. You know, we try to make sure that you don't have to worry about anything.
Is much of the cooking done beforehand, or are you going to need to use Harper's Kitchen?
Yeah. So we bring any equipment that we would need. So like your dinnerware, your glassware, any pots or
pans. Is that part of the
pans.
Consultation too? Do you need to see pictures of what my kitchen looks like?
So not even. I tell people it really doesn't matter. I've cooked outside. I've brought my gas burners with me. We've done events outside. We've done events in people's clubhouses at the neighborhoods where there's no stove. So yes, it would help. But honestly, I bring everything that we would need, so you don't have to worry about pretty much anything. We try to make sure you don't have to worry about anything.
That's so Mike, who has this big pit and he has some firewood in it.
Uh-huh.
That's
his. We can make it work.
That's
no,
his
no.
conventional kitchen. And he has a big block of ice. That's his refrigerator.
That's probably
outside.
Too rustic. Oh, but
okay. Well, there's certain things because the food's got to be in a certain quality. Mm-hmm.
So as long as I tell people, as long as there's a refrigerator, as long as there's a sink. And your stove. But other than that, you know, we make anything work. If you're like, oh, my kitchen's too small, it doesn't matter.
So smallest event you've ever done, Riani, is maybe it's a couple people?
Yep.
Largest event you've ever done?
A largest event. It wasn't all at one time, but we served 105 women over the course of 3 days for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I think to date, that's been my longest or my biggest event.
That's like 1,200 meals.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot.
In a one day period.
It was a lot. And then right after that, I did a wedding brunch for 100 people. So it was a long weekend. I was feeling a little crazy. Well,
I think the good news is that people will get hungry again. So there's always a market. But how do you match your skill set in getting what you do specifically to some of the people and matching the needs and finding out where they are?
So I do a lot of my marketing on Instagram and Google, but
people, I saw you on LinkedIn. Is that another way?
Yeah, and LinkedIn. So I try to, like, you know, stay active on social media, but a lot of my clients are referred to me. And I think just from people kind of seeing the aesthetic of the website and the Instagram, they know, okay, this is going to be a 5-star experience. And so from there, we do the consultation. We see what their goal and what their expectation is for their event and, you know, kind of what kind of vibe they want to portray to their guests. And then from there, we see if it's a good fit between the both of us. If the food that I'm offering, if the service that I'm offering is in line with what their goal and their vision is, then they book and we go from there and just roll with it.
All right. I think we got a lot of people probably interested right now. Okay. So they're saying, okay, well, where's the website? Where can I find out more before I go there? I'm going to let you do a little 30-second sales pitch here.
Yeah.
Because there are other people out there that do what you do.
Yeah.
And we've had some on our shows before. Mm-hmm. But what makes Pineapple Lux Hospitality stand out from the others? What makes you different?
Well, I would say what makes us different is, one, you have a 5-star award-winning chef, nationally award-winning chef, making all of your food. So the quality, I pride myself on doing at least a 90% scratch-made menu. So unlike other catering companies and personal chefs, people are buying things from the box or from the freezer or opening cans and stuff. I pride myself on doing a 90% scratch-made menu, sourcing the best and the freshest produce and meat, and we provide, with no matter who the client is, whether it's a celebrity or an athlete or just, you know, a family here in Duluth, we give everybody the VIP experience, no matter what you're doing or who you are.
And I would imagine the growth of your company from where you are, and you're still just a young lady getting started. Where do you envision yourself in the next couple of years? And then beyond that, would you have your own culinary school?
So,
Chef Tell, Wolfgang Puck, is that in your vision?
So yeah, I look up to the greats. I've been watching these people since I was a child. So it's like I see where they've come from, you know, doing their cooking shows, and now they have one restaurant, and now they have a whole empire. So I tell people that I'm in the middle of building my empire. I want multiple cafes, multiple restaurants. We're actually in the middle of starting another company dealing with meal prep. So in the next few years, we're going to be building.
Are you like my wife watching the Food Network all the time?
Oh, all the time.
British baking show.
It's just on in the background. In the background. Whenever we go out, that's all.
One last question, and then we'll get the website for everybody. An experience where you went and like, oh no, something that freaked you out, I wasn't expecting that, or it went horribly wrong that you're willing to share, or...
But still turned out okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? I wasn't expecting this, where they said one thing and then you got another.
That's a good question.
Or everybody got, not that everybody got sick or anything, but.
What's the best?
Was there a mouse that went across the floor in one of your homes that you said, I'm not going to feed the mouse to?
Now I'm like thinking, I don't know if
we should have given you a heads up we were going to ask you a question like this.
With my events, it's so personal and I don't want anyone to be like, oh, she's talking about us.
No names, no names.
Something that
freaked you
wrong.
Out, or oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
I can't even think of anything.
Well, that's good.
There are a few.
If everything's good and positive,
let's do the opposite of that.
But
what's one event that
I couldn't have done
it any
better? I
want
to see what she's going to come up with.
We'll get to that. She can't think of it right now.
I will say the event that I told you about where we did the corporate retreat for 105 women for like 3 days.
God bless you.
I was like, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at that. I was like, you know, I got this. Like, it'll be fine. But I didn't realize, like, I was up for like 22 hours, like every day.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing that comes to mind without anything saying anything crazy.
You know what would have freaked me out about that event?
Uh-huh.
The 105 women.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. So, yeah, you know, they were.
Sorry.
Things you had can get high very expectations. Emotional with women.
Yes.
They have a lot to say. Yeah.
Actually, this potato chip was a little stale.
Yes. Actually, you know, now that you're saying that, yes, everybody had a lot to say. And it was like, it was good and bad, but you know, with a bunch of women, it was
that was the greatest sandwich I've ever had. And the other, that sandwich was so ordinary.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Yeah, we won't get into details, right. But yes.
But I would imagine breakfast, as soon as breakfast is over, you've mm-hmm. got to start prepping for your lunch and then vice versa.
Yeah,
with
dinner. That's the thing. Everything was just overlapping and I didn't realize like, oh, this is going to be nonstop because once I send out the breakfast orders, like, the girls are coming back and they're already on the way to pick up the lunch orders. And I'm like, it was just a lot. So next time, just better scheduling.
All right. If you want the best of the best, tell people the website where they can find out more. I'm sure that you probably have pictures of some of the dishes you've created.
Yes, we have pictures. I even have the people we've cooked for, companies we've cooked for. PineappleLux.net, PineappleLux.net. You'll see we've cooked for NFL players. Currently, I'm Clint Capella with the Hawks personal chef.
No.
Now we're going to say Harper. We're going to add Harper to the list.
But why the E at the end of Lux? L-U-X-E.
I'm not sure. When I was coming up with the name, I just liked how the Lux looked with the E.
You're one of a kind.
Yeah. Yeah, it just looked good. But PineappleLux.net and the Instagram is Chef Riani. Chef R-I-A-N-N-I.
She could do something for you, Harper, because you're a former NFL player, but you know, mm-hmm. you're Harper LaBelle. Yeah. You'll be at the top of her list.
Yep.
I just wanted a donut or something this morning.
I'm going to bring something back for you.
All right. So one last time, the website is?
PineappleLux.net. You'll be able to see all past events, all past clients that we've cooked for, and a little bit about me and the service
email?
Offerings.
Do you have an email if somebody wants to reach you that way?
Contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, at PineappleLux.net.
Lux with an E.
Lux with an E.
Riani Ties, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, you survived.
Yep, I sure did.
You didn't try to escape on us.
Now I can breathe.
Now you can breathe and relax. No more questions. And you can watch while we do it to Alfredo now next. But before we go to Alfredo, our next guest, a reminder that we're here to help your business. Financial future, stay on track. Region's commercial banking team has a team of experienced bankers in Gwinnett who can guide you in all areas of growth. Get the resources you need so every step can move you closer to your business goals. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Regions Bank,
member
FDIC. Mm-hmm. All right, our next guest, Alfredo Ararte with Gloss Boss Auto Detailing. And just like Riani, Alfredo will come to you to detail your car. So, Alfredo, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Tell us all about Gloss Boss Auto Detailing. How long have you been in business? And tell us what you do.
Absolutely. So I've had the passion of detailing for over 8 years. I pretty much went professional down south in South Florida. Right around the time of the pandemic. So I got really good right around 2019. I got real serious with it, started offering as a service, and then the pandemic happened, and for some odd reason, everybody wanted their cars completely sanitized. So that kicked off business, and it was great. And wife and I always had the idea of moving up to North Metro Atlanta, pre-pandemic as well. Things just kind of worked out for us. Cost of living got pretty crazy down in South Florida. And so we decided, let's just make the run for it and head up to North Metro Atlanta. So far, we're in Buford. We're loving it. It's been about almost 2 years now that we've been here. Excuse me. About a year and a half now that we've been here. And it's been fantastic.
Tell people what auto detailing is for those that maybe go, well, I wash my car all the time. Why do I need to have it detailed? You're going to the extreme.
Yeah, absolutely. So I get into every nick and cranny compared to a car wash. You drive through a car wash, they're going to be done in about 15, 20 minutes. I take about 4 to 5 hours. So I'll literally get into every single corner that your car has, inside the barrels, the fender liners, things that you just can't get at a car wash.
You know, Alfredo, I've got kids, and I call them petrified French fries, the ones that have been in there so long that they're basically a different composite material. They're almost like rocks. You can find those. Get those out. I'm sure there's other things that you found in cars.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting into the nooks and crannies, like Mike said, that's not easy to do. And so you're basically providing a service that allows for the customer, someone like me, Mike, any of the folks that you would be using to go, I'll take care of this for you, and I'm going to get your car looking just like it's brand new.
Better.
Better than brand new?
So even at the dealerships, believe it or not, the guys that work there don't really do a great job. They're getting paid $12 an hour, $10 an hour. I mean, they use the same dirty rag that hit the floor several times.
Yeah, but they put clear coat on there. They're like clear coat.
So here's
Teflon.
The difference.
You know what that is.
So here's the difference, right? You can get a clear coat. The clear coat's already applied on the paint. What I do is I add ceramic coating onto the paint. And what ceramic coating adds to it is essentially an added protection to the paint itself. So there are a lot of contaminants and items that do stick onto your paint. So if you ever see an older vehicle that has like a rust spot on the front or on the side of it, and it's just kind of rusting and it becomes like a cancer, it's caused by brake dust. And you get a lot of that on the streets, especially on the highway. And if you don't protect your vehicle, you're eventually going to have those rust spots, and you're just going to diminish the entire quality of your paint.
So the technology, has that changed much in years? I mean, Turtle Wax, when I was growing up, they had their own little slogan, and that's what you would use. And then there's different types of wax, obviously.
Of course.
And you're talking about other products that are out there as well.
Absolutely.
The person that watches the shows that they have, that the detailing shows, they're fantastic. And the folks that'll take a car and they'll completely change it into another vehicle, it seems like.
It's satisfying.
Is that part of what you do as well?
Exactly. And that's why I'm so good at what I do. Not to boast or anything like that, but I mean, I am the boss at taking care
of
the
detailing. You're the gloss boss.
I'm the gloss boss, so I gotta represent that. And ideally what it is that I completely clean out the entire vehicle. I'll completely paint correct the entire exterior of the vehicle and add the ceramic coating. And what the ceramic coating has done since the waxing days is that it just prolongs it. So wax will last about 6 to 8 weeks. A ceramic coating can last up to 5 years.
Wow.
And more. You know, so it all depends, of course, on how you take care of your vehicle and, of course, on how the quality of the product that's been applied works
out. Now, I imagine that other car guys like you in the past 8 years have seen certain things, and you go, and then you have a customer like, say, me or Mike, and you go, how would you like to add some, not bling to your car, but how would you like to maximize the experience in terms of not changing everything, but just I see something in your vehicle that I've seen before and it might work really well with you, and then you go over that with the customers? You talk a little bit about that, or is it just a cleaning process in general and then you move on? I would imagine there's a lot more to it.
Well, I mean, advertising does change things up a little bit. It's not just so much about advertising for cleaning the vehicle, it's more advertising on the paint correction and a ceramic coating, because you have clients for everything. You know, especially these days, clients that buy new vehicles, they're already hearing about the ceramic coating, or they've already experienced it before. And so immediately they're already looking for somebody to go ahead and apply that on there so they can protect their vehicle for the next 3 to 5 years.
Where did your passion for this come about?
So I was always into the car scene, mostly into the racing scene down in South Florida. You know, so I tried to do it as safely as possible, but let's be honest, it was a lot of fun in my days.
Oh, was there some street racing going on?
Yeah, it was a little street racing going on, I'm not going to lie. You know, but eventually I always had the passion of keeping things clean. I mean, I'm very meticulous. I'm a very clean person.
I've had relatives like that with their cars. So, I mean, when it comes to some guys, when it comes to their cars, it has to be
house,
immaculate.
Everything. I mean, I like to make sure everything is very, very.
But it's one thing OCD to do your car and I want to clean, but to have that passion to want to do other people's cars as well.
Yeah.
There's obviously a satisfaction there.
It's a satisfaction, exactly. I'm pretty OCD when it comes down to things here. So when I see something like that, I say, okay, well, this is going to take me a whole lot of time. But once I start seeing the vehicle evolve and really start seeing a difference on there, and at the end of the day, seeing the client's reaction of, oh my goodness, my car is brand new again. It's like, that gets me really excited. That gets me really happy. Of course, getting paid again also does make me happy too.
That's
you know,
good.
But at the end of the day, it's more the satisfaction of pleasing someone's lifestyle.
Is it one rate to put, or based on the car and the size of the car as opposed to maybe how dirty it is? Because you may get into one car and realize, oh goodness, this is going to be a lot more work than I thought.
Definitely.
How do you kind of adjust your rates? How does that work?
Absolutely. My rates are adjusted depending, of course, on the quality of the vehicle, or excuse me, the standard of the vehicle, how it's looking. If we have kids, french fries everywhere, stains everywhere, it's going to be a little different than if I had somebody with a Porsche that, you know, doesn't really do anything like that, and they take it out on the weekends. You know, so that right there is going to require me far more time to take care of the mom van, or of course the kid vehicle, rather than taking care of the Porsche or the sports car that, you know, gets taken out on weekends.
Because I see people sometimes come get their cars detailed, and I'm looking at the car already, and it looks pretty clean to me.
Yeah.
But I guess to a detail guy, you're seeing that, oh, there's some things I can clean.
Exactly. So the way we see it is a sports car would be about 70 to 80% perfect. I'm just maximizing it to the 100% perfect rather than a children's vehicle or a mom car, pretty much. Then at that point, we're talking about a vehicle that's in the 30%, 20%, and then I have to maximize it up to the 90 to 100%.
Yeah.
That's where the satisfaction really comes in.
Did that begin when you said you were racing? Was there a buddy, let's say, that had a car that he didn't take care of it, and you go, hey, bro, let me clean this up for you. It's going to look really good.
So was it just you and your car?
Were
all pretty good. My buddies and I were all pretty good when it came down to maintaining our vehicles. It was more just a passion that I had, and the OCD-ness just kind of took over on me.
But then somebody recognized that,
exactly.
And where did the idea for you to go to take this to the next level?
My neighbors.
Okay.
You know, they start off with, hey, clean mine next, or mine's up next. It's like, okay, great, well, bring it along. Let's do it.
Longest detail you ever took you to do?
8 hours.
8 hours.
Well, it depends. If it's a if it's a paint correction, I can take up to 24 hours of working hours.
To let the paint, yeah.
Yeah, so I do like a two-step paint correction with a five-year coating. It's going to take me about 2 to 3 days total.
Is there a spot, like I had a Acura Legend that after the acid rain and everything, the primer started to show. And
exactly.
You mentioned the cancer, and I go, that's a great description because I just saw this blotch of is there a point where it's too much, I can't help you, you probably need to go get it repainted
what
or somewhere else?
What can't be cleaned?
Yeah, so there is a point of no return. If you start seeing rust on certain metals, and at that point, you're better off just getting it completely painted all over again. Or the sun, if the sun fades the paint to a point of no return where it's just really white, like on a black vehicle, you see the whole top is just really, really white, then at that point, there's really not much we can do. We can try to, but at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you, there's really not much we can do there.
Coolest car you've ever detailed? When you saw it, you go, oh man, this is so awesome.
So I have a few sports cars that I've worked on, but I would have to say the coolest cars that I've worked on is probably going to be somewhere around like an Audi R8 or even like a couple race cars.
Cars
like
you wish were your cars.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, and I grew up in there. Everybody had a Mercedes.
You know, that
was a sign of...
they were all black.
Just about. Yeah, there was a few that were off. But come to Atlanta, and I noticed, this is in 91, there weren't nearly as Mercedes. I'm starting to see a lot of Maseratis now.
Yeah.
And you're mentioning the Audis and certain other cars that are out there. The Bugatti is what everybody wants. But I'd see a Pantera every now and then. I see a lot of vets with gray hair guys. Gray hair guys love vets, I guess. They've always wanted to have one, and they get one.
I was very surprised by the car culture as soon as I moved up to the North Metro Atlanta area. You know, South Florida does have a large car culture, but it's really congested as far as the city goes. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, it's all very congested. Comparison out here, you know, I go to Cars and Coffee in Cobb County, and I have people from Alabama, North Carolina, Tennessee, everybody's coming over to visit, so it just maximizes the amount of people that I can really work with. So
a lot of nice cars in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you grow your business and market yourself? How are you experiencing a way to reach out and touch these certain areas and allowing your business to grow?
I focus mostly in the Gwinnett County area, North Metro, mostly Gwinnett County area. I have gone to like LEJ and Blue Ridge Mountains, so on and so forth, to work on vehicles because we are 100% mobile. You know, but mostly the marketing is car shows, things like this. Part of the BNI, the local BNI group here.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth is huge, 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 huge. Instagram, LinkedIn, Google, mostly Instagram because it's very visual.
Yes.
Somebody scrolls
down. I've been to your website, and basically all you got to do is just show the cars that you've done. And
right.
That's your selling point
right
there.
The website's one thing, but when you really see the Instagram, I think you have more of like a personal connection with these clients because I can post up stories, and then they can really see the stories, and they see the quality of the videos, and they can really see the quality of the vehicle itself. So I try to be very involved when it comes down to like Instagram and social media and posting up stories so that we can also provide as much value to my clients as I can.
Alfredo, talk a little bit about the process. If I were to call or email, how do I get in touch with you? And then what are some of the first steps that you would need for me in order to develop the relationship and end up getting a job done?
Absolutely. So several ways to contact me. You can either reach out to me via phone number, shoot me a text message, give me a call at 470-655-6005.
Oh, so one more time, slower for those that are driving right now.
Yeah, you're right. 470-655-6005.
Now in Spanish? No, just kidding.
That's a good one.
It's a great segue, Mike, because people being in their cars, looking around and going, there's the French fry that Harper was talking about. It's petrified, the little thing in between the seats.
I would hate for you to detail my car and see what's in between the crack. No, God, no.
I'm sure I'll have a great time doing it. You know, and then you'll appreciate the work that's been done afterward.
Now, we can talk about some of the gross things, but how much money do you end up finding? I bet you quarters, nickels, dimes all the time. Do you get to pocket those?
Not at all.
Man,
not at all. I definitely don't. I've found rings. I've found earrings, diamond earrings.
Drugs? Guns?
I plead the fifth on that one. And then just several.
In Mike's car, both, I would items. Think, right?
I found credit cards that clients were like, I've been looking for this for months.
Yeah, it's
like,
right there. It was
there
right where
it
you
is,
left
guys.
It.
Yeah. It's right there.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Sunglasses.
That's in the trunk. Do you do the trunks, too?
I do the trunks. I like to take care of the trunks. At the end of the day, my
engines?
Philosophy is I do.
Yeah. I mean, is there a part of the car you don't do?
Undercarriage. I have to lift the vehicle for something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I pretty much take care of anything on the vehicle.
You mentioned Gwinnett County, North Atlanta area.
Yeah, North Metro Atlanta.
So for people listening, though, you will go almost anywhere.
Practically anywhere. I just won't go across the city like Marietta, Smyrna.
I don't blame you.
You know, it's a trip.
But if they say, man, I like this Gloss Boss guy is the boss. I want to. They can bring the car to you if
they can. Yeah, I do have.
You're in Buford.
I do have a location in Buford that you can bring the vehicle to. Typically, I like to accept those vehicles when they want to leave it for a couple of days, like for paint corrections and long term ceramic coatings, just to make sure that the vehicle really gets the time that that it requires to do that. And also if it's raining. So if it's a really rainy week and somebody really wants their car detailed on the interior, they'll bring it over to me. We'll take care of that for them.
In a dry space, covered area,
exactly.
Obviously. Yeah. What are some of the... Now, do you have others work with you?
My wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the
There's
next step for you...
only one Gloss Boss.
Well, that's right.
It's not Gloss Bosses?
No, not yet.
There's just
not
you.
Yet. Not
okay.
Yet.
Would like... From a video perspective, social media, give little tips. Like I've seen people that say, hey, here's how you should clean your mm-hmm. car mats. Here's how you should do this or get rid of dog hair or mud that would be in the car. Georgia red clay and carpeting in the inside of a vehicle.
Absolutely.
That doesn't match very well. So is that something that you're also in the market to do
Absolutely.
Eventually?
So yeah. So that's really what the social media aspect comes around to is because, like I said, I can really personalize it, and that's when I go more into detail as far as like what's the point of deep paint decontamination, what's the point of clay bar, you know, what are the tools that you may want to use to remove pet hair, because at the end of the day, I'm a detailer, and I'll be able to provide that service to a client, especially the client that doesn't have time to do so, because I'll go anywhere they are, but I do have clients at times that do like or do enjoy cleaning their own vehicle from time to time.
Scratches. Some can be fixed.
Some they're just bad.
A dent, though, you're not going to mess with dents.
No, we don't mess with dents.
Okay.
you get to keep your dent, Mike, in the car.
Yeah.
You get to keep them.
Yours. We'll do like small paint chips, you know, a few scratches here and there. If it's really, really deep on a paint, then I'll recommend a body shop in that case. But if it's like a surface scratch, I'll take care of that, no problem.
What about, you mentioned the ceramic coating?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Ceramic coating.
3 to 5 years, somewhere in that. So I don't see you again for 3 to 5 years, or are there other ways that we get to keep doing business with you?
Yeah, of course.
The car still gets dirty.
Yeah, the car gets dirty, the maintenance. You also want to make sure you're using the right soap if you have your car ceramic coated, because you can't always use any sort of soap.
I can't use ivory, which is 99.9% something free. I can't do that?
If it's pH, it depends on a pH level.
I apologize.
So if it's low pH level, you're good.
So I want alkaline soap.
You want more of an alkaline kind of soap.
See, you know what? I'm thinking that
you're an Irish Spring guy, aren't you?
I'm thinking you don't need to be washing any cars.
Don't use your dishwashing soap. Please don't do
that.
Don't drive through a car wash. That's going to ruin your paint.
Yeah, I've heard that
before. So the the brushes are going to scratch your paint. They're going to create that swirl mark, that circle, your halo, circular halo look that happens on the paint. That's going to happen from any sort of car wash.
Cars are all different sizes, too, and the car wash is pretty much like one size.
Exactly.
You want me to go ahead and ask you one of the questions. You said, hey, be sure, you know, go ahead and ask me the question. You said, what's the cost? A lot of folks don't want to talk about cost. They want to have that conversation.
That's okay.
But you've got the question here, so I'm going to ask you verbatim.
That's okay.
What's the cost?
Well, details start at $150, again, depending on the vehicle size and the condition of the vehicle. Of course, every detail is a little different. So what you want to do is reach out to me. Okay. I'll happily go ahead and qualify you, make sure to see what we're dealing with. If we're dealing with pet hair, any sort of stains, if they want ceramic coating, any sort of paint correction, and that's when I'll be able to give you an actual quote there. But a regular detail for, say, like a normal sedan, you know, come in, somebody that just basically goes to work and back, starts off for
about. And one of the biggest parts of the value in that is you don't have to leave your couch. You
exactly.
come to the person and you establish the relationship beforehand, but then you just hand me the keys.
Mm-hmm.
That's and a, show me where the best place to wash the car
would
be,
that's
right?
The concierge part of it, right? You know, that the idea was to provide a client with a hassle-free concierge service with very quality work, you know, and just have them happy at the end.
And the follow-up would be, hey, here's how you want to clean your windows.
Absolutely.
And this is how you want to make just, you know, just use your shop vac every now and then, and that will make my job easier and yours, Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah,
Customer.
Sure. No yeah, sure. No problem. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to have a dirty car.
Yeah,
you know, I want a dirty car. A clean car sounds great and all, but I want to have a dirty car.
Well,
I want to make that difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if we had a party at my house, my mom would clean the house before she had somebody in to clean
the house.
You
know the feeling, yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing, Ma? Stop. Yeah, you know.
That, you know. But that clean house feels real good when you walk in there.
Yes, it does.
That's exactly how detailing works.
Do you have candle smells that you can put in the car?
You know, like everyone has a different scent.
Yeah.
So once I have clients that are more repetitive, I'll start asking them, like, hey, so what do you like? What do you like about the detail? What do you like about the detail?
No, you're Irish Spring.
Irish
Mike,
Spring?
Ivory is 99.9%.
You Harper Scar.
Yeah. You're a Dove. Got it.
Alfredo, the website for people to find out and to contact you?
Absolutely. It's glossbossatl.com.
How long did it take you to come up with Gloss Boss?
If I can be totally honest, it was actually ChatGPT that helped me on coming up with a name.
Really?
I swear. Yeah.
It wasn't your wife?
It wasn't my wife.
What did you just said ChatGPT said, what's
said,
a good name
ChatGPT,
for a detailing?
Yeah, what's a good name for a detailing company? And it gave me a list of names, and that was one of them, and I ran with it.
That's cool.
Ran with it.
Simple. Easy. Just like you. Simple and easy.
Technology is the way.
If something's dirty, I'm going to clean it. Do you have any stories about just this couldn't have been any dirtier? Like you cleaned something. I've seen people take pressure washers or, you know, lighter pressure washers, and it looks... The water couldn't be any dirtier.
In minor league baseball, Harper, I've worked in minor league baseball. We used to have a dirtiest car competition where, you know, if you came to the game with the dirtiest car, our staff would go out in the parking lot and look for the dirtiest car. You would win a free car wash somewhere. One time,
and tickets to the game. And coming
well, they were already at the game.
You don't want them to be at the game.
So, and one person one time came. Their car was covered, like to put the mud on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Inches and inches of mud.
Off-roading.
All basically, they had an area in the windshield where you could see and drive the car.
Yeah.
But it was caked in mud, like they did it on purpose, just so they could win the competition.
Yeah.
So I guess Harper's question is the worst you've ever seen.
People, yeah, off-roaders. A lot of off-roaders. When they bring the trucks full of clay, and I've got it all over the fender liners and even inside the vehicle, I mean, at that point, I got to start pulling out extraction and really bring out the steamer and... It's going to get hot and dirty.
Is there a science to taking, because red clay has a different acidity level
absolutely.
To it. So is there a way that
absolutely.
You know of that has been able to neutralize that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have separate chemicals to do that. And it also depends on the location you do it to, because I don't want to have mud all over your driveway like that. Red clay in your driveway can stain it and it can make it ugly.
Yeah.
Phone number, email, website, once again, for those that want to reach out to you.
You got it. Phone number 470-655-6005. Email is glossboss.atl@gmail.com. And then last but not least, website is www.glossbossatl.com.
Alfredo Ararte with Gloss Boss Auto Detailing. Man, thanks a lot. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you,
Very
guys.
Cool.
I appreciate that. And thank you, Riani, for coming in. That was awesome. I'm starving now.
let's go
no,
get our
I
cars detailed and have a meal. What do you say?
What else do we need?
That's it.
A clean car and a... Big full stomach.
Two awesome people, two awesome companies that will come to you. Alfredo Ararte with Gloss Boss Auto Detailing and Riani Ties with Pineapple Lux Hospitality. Yeah, like you said, what else do you need, Harper?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
All right, so
we're going to call it a day, I think, right now.
Thank you to our guest. Thank you, Harper. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for producing. And until next time, for our guest and for everybody involved here at Business Radio X, we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.